Let's look at this opening phrase. Let's go just that far. My right hand is starting on the G, that is two octaves above middle C. And let's start with our third finger there. We'll play that and we'll follow it with the A right next to it with our fourth finger. Then we'll play the B next to that with our fifth finger. At the same time we're playing that B, our left hand is going to play middle C with the fifth finger, followed by E above it with our third finger. And then we're going to go to G above that with our second finger. And at the same time, the right hand will play the A with its fourth finger. And then the right hand will come down to G with the third finger, while the left hand plays a B with the first finger, which is its thumb, above the G it just played. All this with the pedal down. So you have... Now that chord in the left hand is a C major 7, C, E, G, and B. And we're playing it as an arpeggio. The next chord that it will play is a D chord, which is just D, F sharp, and A. So it's going to be moving up. It's going to be moving up to the D. We'll play it with the fifth finger. At the same time, the right hand will play the A with its fourth finger. Then left hand will give us the F sharp with its third finger. And then it will play the A with the thumb again. But this time, the right hand will come down to a G with the third finger at the same time, and then play an F sharp by itself after that with the second finger. So this measure with the D chord in the left hand sounds like this. Next, the left hand will move up again, this time to an E minor chord, which is E, G, and B. It will play it one note at a time, as we've done with the other chords. It will hit the E with the fourth finger, or fifth finger, rather, while the right hand plays a G. Then left hand will give us a G under its third finger, then go to the B under the thumb, while the right hand plays an F sharp with its second finger. Then right hand will give us an E with the thumb. Then what will happen is the right hand will move down one note with the thumb to hit a D, because it's getting ready to move to another almost a half chord in the right hand. So here's what we have so far. Then right after that D with the right hand is going to play the A with the fifth finger, and the left hand is going to move back down to the D chord, which is the D F sharp A, still playing it as an arpeggio. So left hand will play the D first, while the right hand is hitting that A, and the left hand will go F sharp, third finger, then the A with the first finger, which is the thumb. Then to finish up this measure, right hand will go E, F sharp. That's your second finger on the E, third finger on the F sharp. So from the beginning now, here's what we have.